live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios at downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Wednesday night, 8:04. If you're driving home and want to know what the hell time it is, Carly Stogler driving back from college. Hi, Carly. Give you a shout out today.
Carly Bell.
She's wrapping up her, trying to get her master's.
Get her master's. Yeah, happy.
So good for her. Get that stuff.
You go,
master's
girl.
In what?
Master's in, I ain't sure what it is.
I'll bet it's important, though, right?
I'm sure it's
it must be to, really important to Dad.
Something to do with education, I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, it's probably master's in education.
Yeah, there you maybe go. That's what that's, it is. That's elementary education.
Elementary, okay. My dear Watson.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here at Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir. Bobby?
Wednesday night. Beautiful night out, Big Fee. What the hell are we doing in
wow,
here?
Wow, what are we doing in here?
We should be out mowing grass or raking yeah. leaves. We're out.
Out.
I'm out. We're Indians, out. Talk a little bit about our Indian baseball team. That was kind of a yesterday's game was something. Well, we'll talk about it, you know. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was just kind of a tough loss for our team.
And it was an ugly one.
Yeah, you know, we were so fired up for that game. Intervention specialist, by the way, is Carly's Masters.
Oh, so it
sounds important.
That is important.
I'll bet that is important.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's big. Right.
Because a lot of a master's in education is a pretty good thing. That intervention specialist, that means she's really trying to help some troubled kids. So Wyatt, don't get too far. When Carly gets done there, she can get you straightened right out.
Fix you up.
Got it.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Indian baseball team and 419-852-9201. If you want to shoot us a text.
Yep, shoot me at 419-852-3599.
And if you want to call in, it's 419-516-0702. We're going to talk about a number of things tonight. A
little bit of everything.
Browns traded their number two pick just a little bit ago.
Happy about that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a great trade.
Did they
trade.
Get a person or did they trade?
They traded back.
Traded picks.
And got some picks. So.
Got some picks.
So
traded number two pick and then traded and got a couple of first rounders or?
Well, what happened was they was at the two hole, traded Philadelphia, so they swapped picks, so we go to the eight hole.
Okay.
And then we get their first and third round pick of next year.
Oh.
And we also get an additional third round this year from them.
And a third round this year.
Yeah, so we get four picks to one and we get
more players.
Yeah, right.
Browns need all they can get.
That's right. There's so many holes on that team.
Yep.
And I think it's a good deal to just kind of
I have no problem with that.
No, I don't either. I think it'll be good. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I guess really, Fee, the thing we really want to talk about is I mean, you've known that, but it did come out that Jeff Hobbs is leaving.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he is? I did not hear any of that. So
bummer.
Yeah. Mr. Hobbs got the head superintendent job at Fairlawn High School.
Sydney Fairlawn.
Ooh. And that's really close to his, that's great. So he's
it is. And it's
superintendent. Yes, he's deserved that for a long time. So he's going to finish out this year. Or?
Yeah, he gets
okay.
He
probably goes July 1st maybe or something like that.
I think Ray broke the story in the paper tonight.
Did he?
Actually on the internet, I think, and
I was going to say because I saw nothing in the standings. Right. So.
He had told me and Fee and Calpe and he wanted to, you know, and he was really emotional about it.
It was a tough decision for him, I think.
Yeah, his kids, you know, they kind of grown up in the school system.
Made a lot of friends here, I think.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, he is going to make one of the best superintendents any school's ever known. He is such a positive person.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to miss him badly.
Yeah.
But what a great guy. I wish him nothing but absolutely the best.
Yeah.
He has done so much for us and I just love that he's getting his chance to say I'm going to be the superintendent and it is going to be great. And I'll bet money on him.
He's killing our play-by-play though.
Yeah. Well, he's
set for our basketball play-by-play.
You know his I'm sure that there's a lot of stuff to get worked out and stuff like that, but I think right now the plans are for his daughter to finish the year out next year at Fort Recovery. She wants to finish.
She wants to graduate
from Fort Recovery.
I guess that's good. She can drive here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So of course, right now she's been riding so she could do homework while she's going back and forth. But that'll be really
great. We'll talk a little bit more about Hobbsy and maybe we ought to give him a call tonight and let him.
Yeah.
I know he's probably at the Fairlawn meeting. So, but anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about Hobbsy, and we're going to talk a little bit about Fort Recovery track and the Indians track team being impressive.
Track team pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing well. And the Indians softball team, Coach Vaughn's team, is having a good little run here and really improving, making strides. And
the kids are having fun. Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Big.
And, you know, the thing about our girls' softball team, Fee, is that, you know, they're playing some teams that are good. And I think the other day against Salina had to bring their ace pitcher in.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know.
I heard that, too. It was tied up or something.
Yeah.
And they had to bring the big girl in. And that's good. That means Vonnie's competing with them. And the New Bremen game was fairly close, too, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were supposed to be pretty decent, too. So.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
9-2, and we got beat 3-0.
I think Jeff's making some strides the right way, it sounds like.
They did shut us out, but we shut them down pretty good. They only got 3 runs.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing very well.
They're making strides. And Vonnie, we knew with Vonnie would.
And if you are
get that thing turned around, and
if you are a softball fan, almost all of those games are in the archives. A couple of them, we had some technical difficulties, and somehow the data got recorded, but not the sound.
Yeah.
So most of those games are in the archives. Steve Stone and Darian Sheffer are doing most of those. Jill Ranley's helping out, so we have virtually every one of their games in the archives right now, so that's good. In addition to, obviously, the boys that get broadcast live and put in the archives. So if you're a softball fan, those are available.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back and talk about Indian baseball right after this. Bubba and Fee.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Reminder to order your specialty deli trays, large orders of cooked roast beef, barbecue pork, or hot deli chicken for your family's gatherings, including graduation parties that are just around the corner. We hope you have heard about our ad matching for the whole month of April. We have many loyal customers and new customers, too, that really appreciate this type of savings. Share with your friends and family about Wayne IGA's ad matching all of April. Please see store for further details, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their third annual golf open Saturday, May 14th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. No membership to the community club is needed, and the deadline to sign up is May 7th. Again, that's the FR Community Club Open, Saturday, May 14th, 1 o'clock, at the Portland Country Club.
Got canceled last year. Yeah. Something got screwed up, right? Hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee Show, Wednesday night here in studio. We're going to start the old show off, talk a little bit about Indian baseball. Fee, something that's near and dear to your heart.
Love it.
Assistant coach. And,
yep.
And, let's talk a little bit about the week that was and the Indians.
We had a great week, actually.
Absolutely.
We played Thursday.
We had a MAC game, right? Did we have
was that New Bremen?
Right?
Yeah, New Bremen.
Yeah.
We got them, and then went up to Crestview.
Yep.
And snuck one out of there. And then doubleheader at South Adams.
Doubleheader at South Adams. Indians come up on top. A doubleheader there.
And then went Monday night and played Anzonia in a makeup. And pretty easy time with that one.
Right. Fee, I got a lot of texts talking about the Indians pitching situation, and just go over it with the people out there listening about what our thinking was throwing Hobbs Monday against Anzone. Talk a little bit about what Jerry was doing there and why we needed to get Hobbs some innings.
Well, he hadn't pitched for like 10 days. Hadn't thrown it all, and he's had some sore shoulder issues, and I think he just wanted to throw some pitches.
Right.
We had him figured for throwing about 25, 30 pitches because we knew he was probably going to pitch tomorrow night on Thursday. So, And we felt pretty comfortable in the Anzone game. I don't think there was going to be much doubt about the outcome there. So I just think he just wanted to get a little work.
Right.
So he got two innings in, and then Jacob came in and finished her up. But I think that was the game. The game plan was he's definitely going to start tomorrow night.
Okay.
If it doesn't rain, hopefully, but...
And one thing that's really got overlooked through all this is the Anzonia victory for Jackson was his 26th as a Fort Recovery Indian, which ties Whitey Bruins.
Yep, all-time
high.
All-time high at Fort Recovery High School.
That's pretty dang cool, isn't it?
That is really cool.
You know, and
he's a heck of a pitcher.
He is a heck of a pitcher and a great kid, too. And
he is. He's an athletic. He hates losing, too. Yeah. He's competitive. I love him for that, but... That's the stuff that he's working on. That I think he's becoming a better leader in the clubhouse, and that's kind of what my job is with him. I just think I know how competitive he is, and it's tough. And like last night, I think all the boys were a little disappointed last night. But Jerry, you know, I think our main goal is the end of the year. I mean, we still have shot at the back, but I mean, the key is for us to just keep getting better. And I think we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big night for Nick Thwaites last night. You know, he gets his first start. I think he was a little nervous. You know, he could kind of tell his balls were getting a little high, and they were hitting them. I mean, Parkway's a pretty good fastball hitting team.
Right. So the Indians go to Parkway to open for a league game, and we decide to pitch Thwaites and leave Jackson for Versailles because Jackson has had great success against the Tigers, a team that we've beat the last few years.
Yep, absolutely. And he owns them.
Right. So Thwaites, he gets the ball, and how was the feeling in the dugout?
Oh, I think everybody was jacked.
Fired up.
Before the game, I think everybody was jacked, and you could tell. Nick was a little nervous. I mean, he was a little nervous, but he was all right. He's a good kid. I mean, he's got some tools.
Yeah, he does, and
he got a few hits too.
Yeah,
he's going to definitely be a big help for us.
Yeah, he's a
on
fast
both sides.
Center fielder.
I mean, I think he's defensively he's going to be good. A great pitcher And I think he's a good hitter.
Yeah.
I think he'll help us there, too.
I agree. So as that game went along, and but we'll just recap. The Indians start out with Indians leave them loaded in the top of the first. A situation where, man, if we can just get that clutch hit.
Oh, we needed a big hit.
Yeah, and then they come out swinging against Thwaites.
Sure did, yeah.
And, Fee, you think that's going to be the norm of people – really focusing on that kid trying to, I mean.
Oh, you got to think dead red all the time. I mean, I think, and hopefully his curveball wasn't very good last night, you know, and he'll work on that. I think, you know, I think a lot of it was the jitters because it seemed like it later in the third and fourth inning, he got a little better. I mean,
yeah, he settled in there.
You could tell he got a little better, but at first it was, his fastball was up a little bit, and man, Parkway, they're hitters. I mean, they go after it.
Yeah.
and it seemed like, every ball they hit had an eye, because man, it was falling in right spots for them, and that's when things go good for you.
Yeah, but you know they did hit some hard shots.
It was surprising
how hard they hit the ball.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not sure if Hobbs always has guys that are always off balance, and when they hit it, they don't square it up. Yeah. You know, and it seems like our outfield just coasts under it and catches everything. Right. Last night, them guys hit balls and they were flying off that bat. And
they were.
And Kyle had a little trouble out there, and Willie. I mean, them guys. And the wind was blowing kind of dead right, and we had a couple balls I thought normally we catch. You know, and just seems like I don't know. Are you coming off a ball? You're throwing it 89 mile an hour in there, and it's coming right back at you about 90 mile an hour that way too. We may have to get used to that. That's something we'll get better at, I think.
Right, and we had and hats off to our team, and you know we know we got a hell of a baseball team.
We do,
and we're not there yet. We understand
that.
It's a building process.
Yep.
But we battled our butts off to get back in a game, and
sure
and,
did.
And you know Jacob Homan's last at bat last night. You cannot hit a ball harder than
absolutely
that.
Smoked it.
Yeah, and it was almost like. and I don't know about you, but it was almost like, for me, it was like, well, that doesn't surprise me, because that whole game.
Exactly, the way the whole game went.
You just had to be there to understand how. You just sit there thinking, this is a fluke or what? Yeah, check swing hits they got.
They had some really neat lucky breaks.
There was that one kid late that, you know, he was getting, I think maybe even Cade was pitching to him. He was getting fooled so bad, and he kind of ducked out of the way, and the ball hit his bat and went over the second baseman.
Over that was Swayze pitching, yeah.
That kid was just...
They might as well
be me out there swinging at it. I had as much chance as him.
Ross Holman's up, you know, runners at second and third, I think. And
I think he might have been loaded or second.
He hit an absolute bomb, and a kid in right field made an unbelievable catch.
He did. That was
completely laid out, made the catch. I mean, if he lays out and doesn't get that ball and rolls the fence,
that might be
Ross is standing at third for sure. And you know, we've got two more runs in.
It was a crazy
ball didn't bounce well for us.
Didn't ball. No. Yeah, that's exactly right, Neil. And in the first inning, you know, Ben, we had the bases loaded, like you said. Ben Holman comes up, hits one, and it's a foot from going over the second baseman's head. The second baseman makes a great catch. Yeah. We leave him loaded. You know, that's just kind of the whole night went. You know, but I think our kids will be all right. I mean, you just got to shake that off and come back again. Come back battling here tomorrow night, hopefully.
Looking at the box score from last night a little bit, let's see here.
I think we banged out quite a few hits, actually.
Indians fall to 10-4, 1-1 in the MAC. Indians Jackson Hobbs had a hit, walked twice, drove in three runs. Will Holman had two hits, scored twice. Jacob Holman, Hunter Boofman, Ben Holman, and Cade Wendell each had a base hit. Nick Twaits was 2-for-4 in his season debut. Twaits started, gave up 6 runs, 4 earned on 8 hits. Mm-hmm. He struck out and walked 3. Cade Wendell come in, and Cade got the loss, and they played a little small ball. Gave us a little bit of a dose of our own medicine.
That's exactly right. We had was it the second or third inning that we kind of had some, we blew up a little bit defensively. That's the stuff that bothers Jerry more than you know, the hits and stuff, they'll come. But yeah. Well, we made some bad decisions, you know, and kids know it. Burnsy let go of the one down to third base, and as soon as he let go of it, he knew, what am I doing that for, you know? And then we had another play, you know, close at the plate, and kid got a hit and fell down, and our kid throws it a little bit high. He throws it on the money. He's out, you know. That was just kind of the way our night went.
It was funny because during that stretch, I said, the Indians are showing their bad news bears.
It is. That's exactly what we looked like.
Because there for a while, we were just a little discombobulated.
We were really discombobulated. Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, we come back tomorrow night against the Versailles team that's probably the elite in the MAC.
I would say they might be the team to beat, yeah.
Yeah, with Coldwater and Versailles.
Hopefully Jackson comes out and does his thing.
Jackson does.
Yeah.
Weather permitting, it don't sound too promising. I think there's a 70% chance of rain.
Pretty ugly.
Future
tests. I'm not sure how their field,
I would say they got a nice
field.
It's the original field. It's there at the old school.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a chance to go by there yesterday, and it looked pretty decent. I didn't look real close at it, but I don't know how it's drained.
They got a nice field.
Yeah.
My best memory there was my son, Cody, hit the longest home run I've ever seen.
No.
Yeah. He hit a ball in the left field. And actually, Digger was doing the umping.
Uh-huh.
He was actually doing the bases. And, he crushed it. We were getting beat 10-0. But there's a house out there in left field, and he hit it out into that yard. I mean, it was a bomb.
Is that
And
right?
He was going so fast. He missed first base by a mile. And we're down 10-0, and he's flying around there, and Digger's standing right there, and I know he's seen it, because their fans are all screaming, he didn't hit first base, he's out. Digger says, I ain't calling him out, there ain't no way. But we ended up getting beat 10-1, but that was a neat memory for me.
Absolutely.
Hit that ball good.
Absolutely. So, the Indians go back out tomorrow night with at Versailles.
Yep.
A game that, it'd be nice to steal one.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, against a very good team.
I'm not sure. Now, I seen they beat Stommen the other night.
2-1.
Tuesday night, last night.
Right in the top of the seventh.
Was that McElDowney pitching for them, probably?
McElDowney, I don't think McIldowney pitched for him, but he did have the RBI single to win it.
To win it?
Yeah, in the seventh.
So he'll probably pitch against us tomorrow.
I think so, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Is he their best pitcher, probably? Or I don't know anything about their pitching.
They got two. They got a Niekamp boy that's pretty good, too, I think. Yeah. He's younger. Sophomore, maybe. They got a senior and a sophomore, maybe.
Yeah, so. They had a Niekamp boy on the, I saw JV base, or basketball team, I think, that would look like
I think that's the kid that's
looked
pretty
good. Like a great athlete.
Yeah. So then there's nothing this weekend with the prom.
Prom? Nope. Take a break.
Then we're back in action Tuesday at home versus the Colwater Cavaliers. That'll be a fun one here at Fort Recovery. And we look forward to that. So we're going to take another break here. We're going to be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll work faster and smarter with the New Holland Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales. The long wheelbase provides outstanding stability, and you'll appreciate the wide, comfortable cab. Increased bucket breakout force and ultimate dump height and reach mean you can easily load into the center of trucks. Improved visibility allows operators to work with a new level of confidence and speed. Now that's smart. See a New Holland 200 Series Skid Steer Loader today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
Softball and baseball games on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, the girls will host the Versailles Tigers and the boys will travel to Versailles. Both are league games. With the prom being on Friday night, there are no games currently scheduled for Friday or Saturday this week. Get to the games if you can, but if you can't be there in person to cheer on our Indians, you can catch the action right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
Great day out today.
Oh, my God. Love it. Weather's been unbelievable.
Been good right now.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about our Fort Recovery Indians softball team. If Coach Vaughn's out there and wants to give us a shout, it's 419-516-0702.
Give us a call,
He's probably a little busy, but if he's got time,
never know.
Give us a call. Indians played Parkway yesterday. Parkway was 7-1 against us when we were like 1-12.
Yep.
And it was tied going into the sixth inning.
We're playing pretty good, actually. Yeah.
I bet you that the old Panthers were like, what the heck's going on?
What is going on?
Yeah. Devin Post had three hits again. Devin Post gets hit every game.
Yeah, she's playing pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Chelsea Terriman and Casey Vogel had hits. I think...
what is Devin? Devin a junior or sophomore?
Devin's a junior, right?
Junior?
Yeah, she's not a sophomore.
She's a junior?
I couldn't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Chelsea Terriman took the loss for the Indians. But Chelsea's had only one earned run she gave up yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, so...
She's pitching better then.
Yeah, absolutely. And she struck out four and she walked three, so
that's not bad.
We just couldn't field it for her, but no, it's pretty impressive, really.
We're getting there.
And they play tomorrow night for sales at home, is that right?
Yes.
I think they do. Yep.
Same as the Parkway was. Softball home,
yep.
Baseball away. Yep.
And then the Indians have, like we said, we have prom this weekend.
Prom Friday.
You got some kids on the baseball team on the court? Kyle Schreier, I think.
Kyle Schreier is, probably. Who else would be on there, possibly? Ross?
No, I don't think Ross was on there.
I think Ross was one of them.
I looked at it. When I look here.
There you go.
Let's go over the court real quick.
Let's check her out. Prom court. I never made the old prom court.
Didn't you?
No.
You make any courts?
No courts for me.
I didn't either. I was
tripped on a basketball court.
He got juvenile court.
Yeah, juvenile court.
Juvenile court I get at.
Looks to me like Speedy Shane.
Speedy.
Ethan Mullenkamp. Kyle Schreier, Jacob Seifring, and Adam Schmitz. And the pretty girls are Michaela Post, Kayla Kanapke, Peyton Toby, Corrine Stone, and Brooke Atchison.
All right.
That is our prom court this year. A lot of pretty girls.
I didn't hear a loser
studs.
In that whole bunch.
Yeah, there's a bunch of losers. Pretty. Speedy Shane's a loser.
No, yep. I don't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, Speedy's a loser. Schreier's a loser.
No, you're getting it mixed up with his dad.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Speedy's no. okay.
Yeah. Speedy's all right.
Yeah, we got Speedy yeah. okay.
Yeah, I'm a Speedy fan. So, good luck to all the kids and have fun and be careful.
Be careful.
God dang it.
That's for sure.
They have a pretty good deal, though. You know, they get to go out to Bowling Alley and they...
little after prom thing?
Yeah, that's right.
The little, what is that, little gambling deal?
Yeah, they give
Christ, games and stuff and give away a bunch of stuff.
Cole Wendell said last year he made $65 playing Texas Hold'em at the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was he playing against, Jared?
No. I mean, they just give away money and money and money. It's a great deal for
that
kids.
Is a fun thing for them.
Yeah, that's right. Try to keep them out of trouble. I think that's a good deal for the old promers.
Yep.
You want to go make out afterwards and
yep.
that's all, go for it. But till 2 o'clock, you're going to be staying at that out.
Yep.
That's right. Reds got to win today.
W-7-6.
Krista Smith's on her bicycle. Emily Collins.
I was sort of listening, and the Reds were up 3-2.
Had a little meltdown, didn't
then,
it?
Who are they playing?
Rocky
scored a run, and it was 3-3. Then I went in somewhere, came back out, and the Reds were back ahead 3-2. What the hell happened
there? Kid missed
there?
Third base, and the Reds peeled it.
Peeled it. Don't see that too often.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not in the big leagues.
No.
Cody
does it.
Cody would have got it.
Yeah, Cody would have got her. But
only if Digger was
Digger
humping,
went,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing Digger was humping her. He's out. Home run, he's out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Looking at some of the Twitter stuff and reading about some of the things going on right now. Looks like Salina Baseball is playing Indian Lake.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indian Lake's usually pretty good.
Yeah, they're ahead. 5-3.
Yep, they've had some pretty good luck against some local teams. I don't know anything about them except they, you kind of think, Indian Lake, they're probably going to be a pushover, and they're not. In, at least in baseball, they're.
I think that's where Coach Ike came from, too.
Is it really?
I believe.
He's from Indian Lake?
I think he might have been their baseball coach at one time.
No kidding.
I've checked me on that one. I ain't positive.
Somebody will have that answer for
Somebody
us.
Somebody will have that one for us.
People listen. They correct us when we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We do that on the radio.
We're not wrong very often, though, Bobby.
No, that's a good point.
Pretty sharp.
Very sharp.
The last time you were wrong was just now when you said you're not very wrong very often. That's the last time you were wrong.
That is about last
that's
time.
That's not very often.
Not too often.
Peanuts are good, Spencey.
I made them myself. I was up all night working on this.
Good job.
I may have lied about that.
A little bit.
You don't lie, do you?
No, except for right now when I just lied to you about not lying. But not very often.
Yeah. So the Reds are 8-7.
Tremendous.
I'm just saying, and announced today that J.J. Hoover is no longer the closer.
See, J.J.
Was he ever?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
point. That's what somebody
good
said. How, J.J. Hoover is no longer the closer. Indian Lake beats Salina 2-1. Dayton Dragons field tonight. Abby Niekamp.
Ooh, nice.
All right, Abby.
Abby's Joe, husband Joe Dellinger is also assistant coach.
He helps coach, doesn't he?
Yeah, so.
Coach for
Salina?
I don't think I knew that. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So, Salina.
I like Joe. Joe's a good boy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah. Man, I like that guy.
Good guy.
I like him better than Abby.
Yeah.
I don't think I do. I like Abby better.
Abby more?
Yeah. Abby wins.
Yeah.
Fine. Abby wins. Yeah, I agree with that. So let's get back to the Reds. And if Dart's out there, he might call in tonight, 419-516-0702 with our Indian Reds
report. Dart's got to be happy.
Dart is happy. He was following it today.
Well, if they're going to lose 90 games, or was it 95? They were going to lose 90 games.
They can still lose 90.
Well, yeah, they can lose 90.
They only need 83 more losses.
Yeah.
The I seen Homer's going to have a start.
Oh, is he?
Triple A, yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Good. I just saw him walk by the window 20 minutes ago.
Homer Stouter?
Homer Stouter.
Oh.
Those are hard. Little guy can really let her fly.
Puts his weight into it. No, that was stupid. Sorry.
You didn't see him walk by, did you?
Homer? He's walked by 5 times today.
Has he?
In the last 2 hours, three hours. Yep.
Could be a dry beer run there. Didn't me.
How about Zach Kozar? How good is that guy playing?
It's unbelievable.
I can't believe how good he is.
You know what? He was having a heck of a game or a year last year until he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He was rolling.
The Reds also, let's see. I see where Joey Votto is 1 for his last 19, batting 186.
Ooh.
Marty grossing him out.
Marty says, come on. Step
Marty
it up.
Yeah, Marty don't mess around. He screws.
He gives him hell.
He does give him hell.
He don't like it.
Nope. Not one bit. Not one bit at all. What else going on?
Oh. Track team. Awesome.
They are awesome. Now, everybody says we got to watch this Robbie Lefevre run.
Must be a speedster.
Sam Stogler is just as... Sam Stogler is Robbie Lefevre's biggest fan.
She thinks he's a demon. Yep. Speed
she
demon.
She does. She loves him. She sent me a video of him running. He is amazing.
He can fly.
Yeah.
Oop.
Who we got?
My daughter.
Well, you got to answer that. We going to put her on the air or not?
What's that? Well, he got his mic off so he can talk in privacy. So.
I'm eating bacon cheese. Terrific, by
pretty
the way.
Pretty good.
You have to call me here a little bit.
Yeah, it is terrific.
Yeah, we can thank Chuck's mother-in-law for that.
Oh, yeah.
Joyce.
I love Joyce.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Reds, they...
8-7. They got the Cubs coming in for 4, starting tomorrow night. Once again, the Reds and Cubs. Reds haven't had too much success against the Cubbies.
Yeah, they got swept last weekend, didn't they?
I think last year the Reds were... I think the Reds last year against the Cubs were 4-12. They played 16 games and they're all...
Cubs are pretty good.
Oh, damn right.
I think they're pretty good.
They might be the best team in baseball.
Hey, don't say right. That Big Al might be listening.
Hmm?
Don't say they're good. Big
don't
Al might
it.
Be listening.
First of all, that general manager has got to be really good. Epstein or whatever his name
Theo.
Is. Theo. He said, give me a couple years. Relax.
But it also helps out when you got deep pockets, Chris.
Yeah, he got deep pockets. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Of course, Castellani, I think he'd give anything he want.
Yeah.
But we can't get her done.
Well, some of them young kids they got. Chris Bryant. How good is that guy?
Oh, tremendous. Kid that got hurt.
Rizzo.
Rizzo's unbelievable.
Yeah, the catcher or the left fielder.
Yeah, Schwebel
or something, yeah, from Cincinnati. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they got some studs.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Reds are going to be that way. These young guys ain't bad.
No, I agree with you. Adam Duvall hit a home run today.
Yep.
Jay Bruce has been tremendous.
He's been tremendous.
Yeah, he's been as great as Votto has been bad.
Yeah. I agree.
But that'll switch in about a week or two.
That's exactly right. Votto's too good a hitter.
He'll start striking out. Bruce will start striking out, and Votto will start. Yeah. He'll be about 700 one week.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way it always is.
Every year.
419-516-0702, 419-852-9201.
419-852-3599.
Bub and Fee Show on Wednesday night here in studio, talking Fort Recovery baseball, Fort Recovery sports. We talked a little bit about our softball team and talking a bit about our track and our head coach, Nick Callis.
Yep.
Is that our track coach? Is that correct?
Yep. I believe that's correct.
And the kids have really, I guess, you know, I looked at it and I got some results from yesterday's track meet. And I want to thank who gave me these. And it is none other than
Super AD.
Kim Wendell. Kim Wendell's awesome.
Kim Wendell.
Tyler Atchison got first in the shot put, but he always does, I think.
He's a stud.
Girls 800 run, second place. Hannah Heikamp.
Now, was this one of those, was this the day they had one of those five-team meets, or was that the other
day? This was a five-teamer, I think,
Spencer. I was thinking, yeah. So, yeah. So second place out of a five-team thing is pretty...
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty good.
Port Recovery, New Bremen, New Knoxville, Fairlawn, and us. Tanner, second place, let's see, 100-yard dash, Tanner got second, and first place went to Wes. 100 hurdles, Robbie Lefevre wins it. 100-yard girls, third place, Kaya Wendell. The 4x200 relay, first place, Fort Boys. Wes had no problems finishing the last leg of the relay. And he beat Jesse Niekamp in St. Henry, so Wes was outran him.
Got it.
Four girls relay got second, running the long mile. Okay, so shot put, we said Tyler Atchison, and Austin Stocker got fifth.
Fifth.
In the 1600 individual run, Travis Sutter got third. Elise Gale got fifth. And Chloe Will got fourth in the 1,600-meter run. The boys' 400-meter run, Isaac Brookhart, fourth place. Who's that kid?
Don't know.
His family lives out there by Florence Stockyard. He's the only reason I know. He came in and recorded some stuff for the Boy Scouts. And
well, good.
Just asked him a few questions because I hadn't seen him before. I mean, he seemed like a really nice kid.
Good.
I'm glad he had gone to Coldwater till about, I think, maybe this year or last year. And my first impression of him was what an outstanding kid that is.
Good. Girls 400-meter run, fifth place, Lexi Sheffer. Cassidy Martin wins first and beats out Michigan volleyball signee Paige Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
I seen that.
Alexis Hobbs, second place in the 300-meter hurdles. The girls 800 run, I said I talked about that, Hannah Heikamp.
Mm-hmm.
And 200-yard dash, Kaya Wendell, third. Cassie Martin, second. 200 boys, second place, Caleb Martin. First place, Robbie Lefevre. So that's some of the updates from yesterday's track meet.
Not too bad.
With a five-teamer, and the Indians are pretty impressive so far in our track.
Have been.
When was the last time we had a track team any good? Have we ever had one?
I don't think so.
Not as far as team, no. We've had some very good individuals here.
We had a few individuals,
but
good.
As far as team,
Holly Stein,
that hasn't happened.
Tyler Niekamp.
Oh yeah, we've had some really Tyler good podiumed. Individuals.
Hmm? Tyler podiumed.
Yeah.
Yep.
High jump or long jump? I was there.
I think it was high jump. It was some crazy number. I decided it was sarcastic, but I think he. I said. Well, he high jumped higher than he ever had a basketball when he tried
somebody
to dunk
it. Somebody will give us
that one. It might have been a high jump.
I think it might have been too. Tyler Niekamp on a high jump.
We ain't sure.
No, we ain't sure. Sam's listening, so she'll know because she was with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sam knows all that stuff.
She remembers.
Lane fell bloody nose today.
Ooh, first bloody nose?
First bloody nose, and then he got another one about 10 minutes later.
Did you punch him?
I should have punched him.
Well, I don't think you should have. You just hit yourself on the nose.
Yeah. You know what? This morning, so she brings him down 5 o'clock. Okay?
Yep,
and it's about 6 o'clock, and he just had his bottle, and I could tell he's rubbing his eyes a little bit, and I said, "Come on, big boy." So me and him went and sat in a chair, and I mean to tell you, high jump, by the way, Tyler Niekamp.
High jump.
He cuddled up to old Grandpa.
Exactly.
It wasn't a minute. He was out like a light,
snoozing.
Oh, what nothing a feeling better. That is.
That's nothing.
Love
better.
It.
Gotta love it.
Yep. Gotta love it. Let's take a break. Come right back, Bubba and Fee.
Caught me off guard. I was texting.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
Do you find yourself thinking of better ways to do your job? Do you wish your input was taken into consideration? At Cooper Farms, we invite our team members to take an active role in our success and innovation. We want you to have a voice because it is you who makes us better and shapes the future of our company. We're growing. Come join the Cooper Farms team. Find us on your favorite social media site today and apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team. You can also stop in at 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio to apply. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their third annual golf open Saturday, May 14th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. No membership to the community club is needed, and the deadline to sign up is May 7th. Again, that's the FR Community Club Open, Saturday, May 14th, 1 o'clock at the Portland Country Club.
Not sure why it cut off, but I've
cut off
at the Portland Country Club. Yeah.
Get signed up.
Get signed up. Community Club's a fun time, boys. Get out there and
great time
and support the town and support the community.
That's that's where
May
you make
14th.
The teams up.
We make the teams up.
Yeah,
which is a good deal.
Yeah, you sign up individually. I like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun. I think you get to meet different people, and it turns out pretty cool.
I kind of like them tournaments better.
I do too.
Play with somebody different.
It's fun to make your own team once in a while, but. I do like that better. And we usually do a pretty good job of getting them fairly even.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's always
they've always done a really good job.
Johan's team always wins, and then after
that. Right, and it's a throw up in the air after that.
Yep.
About nine of us.
Yeah. I think Greg Lefevre's been doing pretty well the last
Greg Lefevre does well. Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns completed their trade today. The Browns send the number two pick to the Eagles.
Number two.
And the Browns, in return, get the eighth pick.
Number eight.
In a blockbuster deal with the Eagles. It looks like the Browns will get also, let me get to here again. They send five draft picks to the Browns, the number eight pick in this year. So the Browns swap 2 to 8.
Yep.
They get the third round pick, the 77th pick overall, and a fourth round pick, the 100th pick overall in this year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year they get a first round pick and a second round pick in 2018. So the Browns get a 5-for-1 there, and all they do, they move back six spots.
Six spots. Everything I read about it, they're all saying they don't understand it on Philadelphia's side.
Yeah. Well, Philadelphia needs a quarterback. They want the elite franchise quarterback.
Yep.
And they're thinking that Carson Wentz is going to be the one. Because I think that, from what I understand,
Rams want the Goff.
Right. So the Browns will move back that 8-hole, and then that opens it up for another number of positions.
Yeah.
You know, one pick could be Elliott from Ohio State, a running back. I mean, there's talk that the Browns would be interested in taking a running back. I don't like it, but.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me if they would drop back more if they were thinking that.
Well, that's what somebody else
said. Drop back, get a couple more picks, and then grab him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
No. The king is the Browns. They always do that stuff right. I mean, they always do the stuff right. They always make the right moves as far as
pick the wrong people.
Yeah, they can't pick the right people.
They get a million draft picks, which is a great call, and then they pick morons.
That one year they traded down, and I was so fired up when they took Manziel, and that turned out to be the absolute worst thing ever.
Yeah, bad one.
I see Drew Rosenhaus dropped Johnny Manziel yesterday, so Johnny has no agent.
Johnny has no agent.
That guy is a train wreck.
Ooh, hootie, ooh, bad.
Unbelievable how bad that is.
He's bad.
I don't know. The draft is next Thursday.
Yep, in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll be out to Bowling Alley watching that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's always a lot of fun, sit out there with them idiots.
That's always good, duh.
Yeah, but it is. It's
So we got one pick at eight.
One pick at eight.
Then we'll probably get...
Then we get the second pick of the second round, which is 32nd pick overall.
32nd.
Which a lot of people think the Browns will go wide receiver there.
Yeah.
Especially with Josh Gordon being a knucklehead yet.
Yep. Have they come up with anything on that yet? Are he done?
Nothing yet. Still, he's got 60 days to be clean.
Oh, he's got no chance.
Zero.
Zero chance.
I mean, no chance.
His agent's Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
He has no chance.
Is that really his agent?
Yeah. They just signed him.
That is unbelievable what a waste of sperm that guy turned out to be.
Wow.
It is. I can't believe it.
We might be getting a call here. Well, we had a call. I didn't hear it come through.
I didn't either.
I think Wyatt had the volume turned down.
Wyatt.
So if you called us, give us a call back. Sorry about that.
Hopefully it's dark. The volume. Talk a little bit about the red legs.
Red legs.
Just happened to glance over and see that. The volume wasn't up, so I couldn't hear it.
So, might have been the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, too, talking a little bit about
the trade. There's a very good possibility that it was.
You might have been calling in and say, hey, boys, what's going on?
He says, Bubba Fee show, happy.
Yeah. No shit. What's going on, Hap? I like the trade fee.
I do, too.
I don't know.
I'm not reading anything bad about it on the Browns side.
No, I ain't either.
I just didn't. I didn't think those two quarterbacks were that good.
I didn't either.
To get all them people to trade up, all them draft
picks. I didn't even hear of them.
Never heard of them. Yeah.
No, right.
All of a sudden, they
can't be that good.
I wouldn't think either.
Again, apologies for missing the phone call.
Somebody said, "Hey, screw you guys."
Our volume wasn't up. Give us a call back 419-516-0702. Unless you're a telemarketer.
And then don't call back.
They could call back then.
Yeah, they could call back and we could play with them on the air. have them crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going home crying. So
I froze my butt off there last night at Parkway.
Sissy.
It did get cold.
Huh? Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It was like there was this cloud over the football stadium or the baseball field.
It was freezing.
And the wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour. And then off to the west, beautiful sun, blue skies. And it was just like. It was like the whole game was there.
Yep.
Yeah. Dropped 20. I checked the
30 degrees.
A little dark rain.
It showed 9 to 12 mile an hour winds between 4 and 10 o'clock yesterday is what the forecast showed.
I said
they're
gusts up to 80.
Yeah, could have been 80 mile an hour.
There is definitely some 15s and 20s for sure.
We were hanging on.
Yep. It was a little chilly.
My wife says May 13th is the Mac meet.
Ooh.
We got a baseball game that day?
That's
a good question.
They really want us to do that.
That's probably getting into tournament time.
May 14th is our first tournament game.
Yeah, the 10th is when it's.
It'll be the finals, the sectional, starts, I think.
Really?
Yeah, Jerry told me that. So I think it's the same day as the golf tournament.
That's tournament already?
I think. Pretty sure.
You know, we ain't going to get a bye either, will we? We won't get a seed.
No. We may be like Parkway again.
I ain't scared of them.
No, bring them on.
What are we, 10 and 4?
10 and 4. Minster's only lost one or two. Sanders lost one or two.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Did you say May 13th?
Yeah.
That's a Friday, and we don't have a game scheduled. We play St. Mary's on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
I think the 7th or...
St. Mary's our last game, I think.
Sure when is...
You know, the season is flying.
It is flying by. Well, we play 26 games. We're 10 and 4. We're flying along.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to play a doubleheader at Delvin St. John's. I guarantee you that.
No.
We don't need any games.
We're good.
Yeah. That was nice of Anzonia to play. It's turned out not worth a crap.
Yeah. Whew, they're bad.
Tigers
got woo. They got a little work to do.
They were terrible.
The poor kid pitched 94 pitches in 2 innings.
Oh man, I felt sorry for him. I
felt bad for him, dude. He couldn't find a plate.
Uh oh.
I heard at least 7 of them were strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about right, dude.
Yeah, he was struggling a little bit getting rid of the old plate. 419-852-9201, 419-516-0702 if you want to call in, talk to me and Fee.
Yep.
Talk about anything you want to talk about, sports related, or music.
Anything.
Life.
Speaking of music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Well, here's what we did.
It was unbelievable.
No, here's what, I'm going to give you a little soundcast of what me and Fee did Sunday night. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at the Garth Brooks concert.
We were there.
Got a phone call.
Fine.
We do have a phone call.
Phone call.
Ah, we got the volume, but we can hear him. Hey, you're on Fort Recovery Radio. Who do we have?
This is the Dark Man. How you doing, fellas?
Hey, good.
Did hey,
we, was
Dark.
That, was that you we missed earlier?
What's that?
Did you call earlier?
Yeah, I figured you guys were just shunning me. It's no big deal.
No, no, it's operator error is what it was. We love you.
How's it going, Dart?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, I was about ready to have a heart attack again today watching that day, listening to Marty and the Reds.
Well, if you follow my Twitter feed, I was about to throw my phone to the...
We feel your pain,
Same old
bud.
Story every day, brother. Oh, same old story every day.
Ain't that the truth.
But you know what, Dart? Give us a little bit of today's game and the week that was for our Reds.
Well, it's the normal stuff. The 8th inning bullpen, haunted us again today, but we snuck it out. And the Reds battled, obviously, another great pitching performance by Iglesias. He went into the 7th. Once again, the bullpen woes just continued. Couldn't throw strikes, and Grani struggled. Just one thing after another. And then the Cubs series last week, 28 walks in 3 games? I mean, Little League guys don't even do that stuff.
Wow, that's bad. Yeah.
You know, the Reds are, I don't know how, but we're 8-7.
Yeah.
And Joey Votto's hitting .189. Mezzo's hitting about .160. Billy Hamilton's about .140, so you can't complain too much.
Well, Billy Hamilton, I don't know about him, Dart. I love him, but man, he can't hit his way through anything, can he?
No. You know what I would do? Heck, bring him up, use him as a weapon, pitch run in the 7th inning, and then go out as a defensive replacement. I mean, they can utilize him like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in the outfield every day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. What about, what's your game plan for now? I see Hoover is now closer by committee, and Hoover's out. What about when we get some of these guys back? Is there anybody we got that can we put in that closer role?
I would say Lorenzen. Lorenzen closed in college. I mean, he was a big-time closer in college. I think he went to Cal State Fullerton, I think. Yeah, he was a shortstop and closer. So
yeah.
I think he'd be, projectability-wise, he'd be perfect there. Heck, I mean, Stevenson, he goes and throws another gem, and then I know it's the business part of it, but then you get sent back to Louisville. It's like you just scratch your head a little bit, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. I mean, that's all. They're only doing that because of years of service, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It definitely is. But, you know, years of service, yeah, that's fine or whatever or not. But, I mean, the kid, obviously, he can pitch. And, you know, it's all – I know the business part of it and all, but it just gets frustrating.
Sure.
They brought up a guy today named Drew Hayes, one of the scouts I know, Roger Jamoy. He talked to me about him today, and he said that he could be a guy that could really help him in the middle of the bullpen-wise. So, we'll see how that works. Yeah,
can use
play,
that.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, did you talk about a little bit about Robert Stevenson? Stevenson's 2-0, the first Reds to start the season. Rookie starts season 2-0 since Larry Loibers.
Oh, boy, that's an old one, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was great, man. His fastball, I think he averaged 95.2 on his fastball, got up to 97.
Yeah.
Changeup and curveball.
His curveball is unbelievable.
It's not
wicked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's wicked. He just looked like he had so much composure for a 23-year-old kid. I mean, nothing fazed him, really. And I mean, that's the first thing you look at as a young pitcher. But he was lights out, in my opinion. 7 innings. Heck, we haven't did that all year. You know how that goes.
Yeah, that's right. And he has a little swag, don't he?
He has some swag. You got to have some confidence in your ability. There's no doubt. Heck, he's a first-round pick. Why wouldn't he? He's number 2 prospect, I think, in organization. So we'll see what happens. Winkler and Peralta had 7 hits today combined, so that's good looking out down there.
I seen that too.
Good deal.
Talk a little bit about what you see of Adam Duvall. Man, I love the kid.
Duvall, he's a scrappy player. I think, what does he have, 6 doubles? I know that one got caught in the sun today or whatever, but hey, we'll take it.
Anyway.
He has 6 doubles. He's a good stick, man. He plays hard, and I'm just trying to figure out who he reminds me of. I can't really, I'm not sure. In the old Red, but he just reminds me of someone. Can't really get it, but yeah, he's been playing great. You can't ask more about him.
No, that's right. So you, I follow you on Twitter, and you're about a piece of work on Twitter, I'll tell you that.
I'm a piece of work everywhere, brother.
Hey, let's change it a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about high school baseball and your high school MAC report. Cavaliers are rolling yet?
Yeah, Cavaliers are playing well. They just beat Longsway on Monday, which is, I mean, I was surprised to see them, actually, when they have a league game this week, but. Hey, yeah, the Cavaliers battled. I mean, they grinded. That was Coach Harlemer's 400th win, I think. Beat them 2-1, and then yesterday they knocked off the Cardinals. Cardinals are down, I think, a little bit, but they beat them 11-1. Mm-hmm. So, MHC is going to be tough. That's for sure.
Sure is.
It is. We found that out yesterday when we traveled to Parkway. A score that probably surprised you a little bit when you seen the Panthers beat the Indians.
Yeah, I did. What was it, 10-7?
Yeah.
9-7. Parkway's just a scary team. They come out attacking sometimes by jumping on early pitches.
Sure were. They were hitting them fastballs wide open.
That's exactly right, Dart.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's a scary conference, that's for damn sure. But, you know, hey, may the best win.
Yeah.
Wide open, boys.
It is wide open.
It is wide open. That's right. Cubby's come to town this week for a four-gamer. We haven't had much success against
them. Nope. Arietta's on the hill tomorrow. We face Arietta Lester.
We have no chance of beating Arietta.
Lockheed Hamilton, hey, you never know. Maybe we'll hit one off his shin in the first. You never know, brother.
There you go.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
it's gonna right. It would be nice to take two, you know, just to split a series somehow. But, I mean, the odds are I'll take 1-3 even, you know.
Yeah.
Just tread water through May and or, you know, through April and see what happens in May.
Yeah,
it's a little bit easier.
Exactly. We've, you know, this will be the seventh game against Cubs. We've played Pittsburgh, what, six games?
We will play them 6 games, yeah.
Yeah. So the first
our division's
part of the season,
bare.
St. Louis, went to St. Louis. So, yeah, it's been a pretty rough start in schedule-wise. We're 8-7. Hell, that ain't all bad.
No, not at all.
Above 500. That's awesome.
Put it all, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll take it.
Yep,
we'll take it.
Hey, how about what you guys got this weekend at McSilver's?
McSilver's. We got a little Tricky Dick in the cover-ups coming from Cleveland on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's always a good time. So, it's fun time, man. I'm getting old, so I like sitting by campfires and all, but, it's all good with the band. Keep everyone entertained, I guess.
Keep them happy. That's right.
How's the little fart smellers doing? Good?
Oh, they're crazy, man. Can't keep up with them. 2 and 4 years old. You know how that goes.
Wow. I see some of the Snapchats. You got a hitter there, huh?
Yeah, he could be all right, absolutely. I don't press it too much because I like baseball too much, so I don't want to be one of them guys that making them run hills in the morning and stuff.
You will be.
You will be.
You and Blockburger. I know.
No,
you
it's
guys.
All good, man. I just enjoy it.
It is. It's life is
it's
good,
awesome.
Ain't it, brother?
Yes, it is.
Thanks for calling in, buddy, for our Reds report from Dart at McSober's.
Thanks for calling in, Dart.
Go Reds.
Hey, you guys take care, man. Go Reds. Absolutely.
You betcha.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
See you, buddy.
Yeah.
A Reds report with our Reds guru, Dart Mormon, over there at McSober's.
Red Art, man.
Cold water.
He's
loves,
the best.
He does. He loves the Reds, boy. He falls.
He does.
He don't miss an inning.
No.
He has a
comment.
He has
a classic on his, when he's tweeting, too. It's awesome.
Yeah, he has
when
a lot of fun. He does. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Bubba and Pete.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great, low-mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2015 Chevy Equinox LT2. It's all-wheel drive with only 19,000 miles. Black with a gray interior, only $23,800. And a 2011 Chevy Equinox LS, all-wheel drive with 56,000 miles. It's gray and only $13,900. Check out pictures of these and many other great vehicles at hastingsauto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
In downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice-baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half-pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, the Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs and an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to see what Turbo Max can do for you. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Ball and baseball games on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, the girls will host the Versailles Tigers, and the boys will travel to Versailles. Both are league games. With the prom being on Friday night, there are no games currently scheduled for Friday or Saturday this week. get to the games if you can, but if you can't be there in person to cheer on our Indians, you can catch the action right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back.
We are back, Mr. Feely.
Bubba V.
Let's talk a little bit about our Garth Brooks experience.
Awesome.
Okay, now he has three shows in Columbus this weekend.
Yep.
They're not sold out.
He ain't doing nothing. Check her out.
It don't matter where you're sitting, that sucker.
Nope.
It's worth it.
Yep.
You're sitting on top.
Bleeds.
Worth it.
I'm in.
Now, me and Fee sat on the floor.
Yeah.
Compliments of Digger.
Digger done. Thank you, bud.
God love Digger. Hopefully he's listening out there. We want to say thank you, Digger, for helping setting us up. His daughter works at the Schottenstein Center.
Yep. Shot nationwide.
He just happened to come up with four seats for us. So.
Yep. He's awesome.
Now, me and Fee get there. The show starts at, 7:30?
Yes.
We get there a little after, an hour before.
Yep.
We went to Varsity Club, had a little drink, and a lot of people in the Varsity Club. Pre-concert.
Oh, a lot of cowboy boots.
Yeah, a lot of old cowboys there.
I like it.
So we get to the stadium, and we're sitting in these seats. And the seats are about wide enough for, I would say, maybe Homer Stouder. he might be able to get his butt in one of them.
Yeah. We had some butt cheeks rolling off the side.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in there like sardines, and sitting in front of you is the biggest human being I ever seen.
Mountain. It was unbelievable.
If he said there's a celebrity, Andre the Giant is sitting right in front of him at the concert.
Yeah, what was her name?
Huge. And then this guy was big. I'd say he was 6'7", 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he was a mountain of a man. He was a cowboy.
Here's the way I judge whether somebody's huge or not.
Mm-hmm.
Can Steiny stand behind him and nobody can see him?
Oh, he's bigger. This guy makes Steiny look like.
Yep. Total eclipse of Steiny.
Yeah. Yep.
He wasn't fat. He was just a mammoth human being.
Monster.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. We were just talking about it before we got there. As long as we don't get any big suckers and standing in front of us, we're all right.
Yeah.
And then here he comes.
There he was.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And I feel bad for the person who's got to look over my broad shoulders, big fat ass. But, but man, this guy was a mountain.
He's a big boy.
At least me, I can scoot down. I'm not very tall, but oh, my God, this guy was a gorilla. But anyway, the concert starts, and it's the beginning of it. Goosebump City.
Oh, yeah, it's neat.
I mean, they bring him out, and he sings this, whatever it is, he's in this video of it, and then all of a sudden, the lights go, it's like a...
it was unbelievable.
And it was just goosebumps, and once he started up, and 18,000 people know every word to every song.
Every song. Sings. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and we just sang our asses off.
Oh, yeah, everybody was singing.
Yeah, we had an absolute riot. And I loved it. I would go back this week. If somebody said, hey, you want to go see Garth Brooks? I said, I'm in. Because, man, it was
good time.
It was. We had an enjoyable evening at the Garth Brooks concert.
And we did.
Like I say, he's there this weekend, and I'm not a huge country music guy. But that guy is not the show.
Oh, he just puts on an unbelievable show.
Yeah.
He's high energy.
Yeah, he is. And
he's about it. The thing is, he's a 55-year-old high energy.
That's right.
And he still goes 100. It's unbelievable.
For two and a half hours.
Was this his first tour in a long time, or did he tour last year, too?
He's been doing this for 2 years now.
I was thinking he was off for a long time.
10, 15 years.
Yeah, he took a break in Vegas. He was at Garth in Vegas for 2 years, I think.
And he took a break.
But Trish Yearwood come out and sang a couple songs.
Yeah.
How do I live without you?
You sound just like her.
Yeah. Thank you. What other one did she sing that you knew every word to?
Joe.
Yeah.
Walk Away Joe.
That boy's just a walk away Joe.
We knew her. Annie Nanny sang. Garth comes out and they're asking him to sing all these songs and then he starts singing other people's songs.
Oh, yeah.
He sang Rocket Man.
He sang Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Night Moves.
He sang
you hate
Piano
Bob
Man.
Yeah.
Little Billy Joel.
Oh, Piano Man.
He was tremendous.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Me and Fee, we got our phones out.
Yeah, we're swaying. Waving. We were waving.
High five and hugging our wives. Oh, yeah.
There was love in the air.
Yeah, there was. Romance filled the Schottenstein Center.
Schottenstein was full.
And then he said, they don't let me play my guitar. He said, I'm not even plugged in. He goes, they do let me play for one song. And he did his,
Rowdy.
His,
my low friends.
Yeah. Friends in low places.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or Steiny calls it friends with no faces.
I got friends with no faces.
By the way, Steiny doesn't care for country music.
Yeah, I'm sure. No.
But like we said,
just neat to watch.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And it's neat to watch 15,000 people that sing every song.
Yeah. I agree with you. I love it.
Incredible.
And that's enough. That's our Sports Talk Garth Brooks segment.
We got to take that one in.
Monty, man.
You're allowed to talk Garth Brooks on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yeah, because he probably saw some game one time somewhere. Or maybe
he's
not.
A sports guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on. Remember, he's in spring training with San Diego that year.
See, Fee knows this stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Batted over 500 that year in spring training, I think.
Did he?
That day.
Start for the Reds.
He could start. He could close.
He could definitely close.
No doubt about that.
Oh, wow.
What else going on, big guy?
I don't know. What else we got?
We got lots to talk about. I hate Hobbs leaving.
I do, too. That was a killer.
Yeah, but I am really glad that he got a superintendent job because he's going to be one of the great superintendents anybody ever saw, I think. I don't know.
Superintendent job is... I could do a superintendent job.
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, I'm pretty sure you couldn't.
I could do it.
You could do it, but you couldn't do it very well.
How do you know?
He might be good.
You could go up and be a baseball player, too, but you couldn't do that very well.
Are you serious? Have pretty you ever sure. seen me swing a bat?
No, sir. I'm going to say that. That's why I'm saying
well,
you couldn't do it.
Spencey, maybe you ought to...
Right, I have seen you swing a bat, but
before,
it's softball.
Before you
the
go
bees.
Casting stones.
Yeah. And you did make contact, so...
The Cooper Bees. We were awesome.
The killer bees were tough.
We were tough.
Yep, except when you got up.
You know better than that, Spencey.
Okay.
I hit one off the fence once.
Ooh.
Rip. Yeah, it's foul right behind you.
A bull crap. Left field monster.
Okay. So you're standing on third base when you hit it?
No.
And it dribbled out there and just rolled up next to the fence?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we played back with the SB12s.
Yeah.
We didn't hit these things they got now.
Yeah.
You hit an SBL 12 to defense, it'd be like hitting one to 49 now.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure you can't do that either.
In my day, Spencey.
Although the last guy I saw do that was about your size.
Who was it?
Northside Johnny. Johnny Long.
Johnny Long. Okay, so we have park board meeting here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, Billy, we're walking the parks. Billy B., Goob, myself... And the lady at the park. Billy B. said, longest home run you ever seen hit, Ray Smith.
I've heard Northside Johnny and Ray were just killers.
Longest home run I ever seen hit was Lingo. From, I don't want to say Red Lingo or something, left-handed hitter that wore a hat.
Mm.
Well, I was a kid. He hit it over the shelter house. Mike Meyerding hit a couple balls over the shelter house.
Mike hit it.
You're talking about the right
the lights.
Field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit the top of the lights in
well,
at right field.
Yeah, Mike Meyerding hits some monsters. The one that I remember the most didn't go very high, but Neil Schmitz, before that scoreboard was there, hit a line drive over the right field fence that hit the hill at the fort.
Got
through past the trees, somehow got through those trees, hit right at the bottom of the hill on the fort. That's a shot. Louis Griesip and several other guys used to hit that shelter house out there all the time.
I seen Dickie Rohr and Mike Post both hit it on the opposite side of the basketball court. Dead center.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Billy bombs.
Yeah, Billy B. said... Goob was saying about Ray Smith, and Billy B. said there was a guy from Portland that hit it on the base of the hill.
Towards 49.
And I can't think of who Billy B.
I've,
said.
I have heard, although I
said Yakish had a couple out there.
I used to go down there a lot. I don't remember seeing it, but I heard that Northside Johnny and Ray Smith both hit that hill.
Northside Johnny is a great name. That guy had to kill somebody.
It's awesome.
No, he was the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, but no, if you're in it, what's your name? Northside Johnny.
You want to do something about it?
Yeah. Northside Johnny.
Let's smile and drink a beer.
You know what? We need a nickname. You need that. West Side Feeling.
West Side Feeling coming at you.
He's almost south. Southwest.
He's West Side.
Southwest Feeling. No,
Southwest Feeling.
No, that ain't it. South Side Feeling. South Side Fee. West Side Fee.
Something
to
think
about. Yeah.
We need you to get a stage name.
What's that corner you live on?
You're in Gwendolyn. No, what street are you on?
Yeah. Milligan.
Milligan Fee. Milligan Murder. Fee. That ain't good.
How about wigs for me?
Yeah, wigs. Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
West Side Wigs?
Yeah. West Side Wigs.
The wigs killer.
The wig street. The wig street.
Beast.
Who was the wigs candidate for president?
Well, Henry Clay was one of them. I know that.
Aaron Burr?
No. Aaron Burr.
Wasn't he Twitter?
No. Wigs didn't start till about 1830, 35, somewhere in there.
Okay. I thought he was a lawyer.
Lawyer?
That was Raymond Burr.
Raymond.
Jeez. God.
Oh, man. That ain't bad, though.
Yeah, that is. I like it.
What was that guy's name?
What was his show?
Yep. Okay, I can't say it then.
Old Ironside.
Yep.
Ironside. Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr.
There you go.
Ironside.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That was one of my... I liked that show.
I did, too. I like Maddox, too.
Maddox?
Yeah. Barnaby Jones.
Some great Maddox. What was that guy's name? Steve something.
Joe?
Steve Harvey.
No, Steve Harvey, no.
Maddox. I'm trying to remember...
I don't know.
I remember Mannix.
Somebody got it already.
That was
Mannix.
Mannix. That's what we're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Oh, okay. That was he was a detective, right?
Hey, yep. How about this one? Harry Westside.
Harry Westside. I like it.
How about Harry Southside?
That's how Harry loves that. Yeah. Harry all over, so.
How about Harry Balzania?
No thanks. Nice offer, but no thanks.
No.
I'm out.
Mannix.
Yeah, that's it.
Joe Mannix. Wasn't Joe.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Joe Mannix.
No, Joe Metzger.
Joe Metzger Mannix. And Frosty Mug.
I seen Joe out in the garage the other day.
Joe Mannix?
Joe Metzger.
Oh. If Rocker was here, he could tell us who all those people are. I can picture the guy that was Mannix, but I can't think of his name.
You watch me TV?
No, I don't have
to. Do you watch me?
Ain't got it.
You don't have me TV?
Yeah, it's on Dish. Dish. Okay, you probably
don't. Oh, you're an idiot. Quit getting
cable. I know. I got to. Browns. I got to have it for the Browns.
Why? You can't get the Browns?
Nope. I get Dayton.
Really?
Dayton stations never have the Browns on.
Well, we can get the Browns, and we get Channel 44, which I love.
I like that.
Well, the Brown. What are they on? What package do you have with? Do you have Wabash?
Yep.
What package do you have that gets the Browns?
I usually have 38, I think.
Fox or whatever it is. What's 38 on there?
38, I think. Let's see. I think 38 might be Lima.
Hey,
CBS.
Cavaliers are playing tonight.
The Cavs.
So Lima CBS
this game too.
Yep. NBA. 53-53, Cavs.
NBA takes too long.
Boy, they do dick around with that.
Jesus God.
Well, I don't know.
Two months of playoffs. How can you have 2 months of playoffs?
Indy got to play, and they finished almost 500.
Yeah.
Who?
Indianapolis Pacers.
The Pacers. Hell, they won a game.
Yeah, first game. Nobody could believe it. But, oh well. Yeah, that's...
I'm not a big NBA fan.
Yeah, I'm not either. I do hope Cleveland wins, and I might watch
the last week. They get her down to the...
Yeah.
About 47 days to go.
You got to get through this first round. First round sucks.
That's boring, yeah.
Yeah, then they'll start getting better.
Yeah.
Games turn up a little bit.
Yeah, long about August should start being good.
Yeah.
Always like watching the Pacers back when the Indy 500 was going on. When the Pacers were good.
Pacers are tough.
Rick Smits and Reggie and them guys. Yep. During the 500, they'd always have like you'd always see the celebrities, and I always liked that.
They could never win her, though.
God dang.
They always had a good team, but they couldn't get it done.
They had good teams, but they couldn't pull the trigger. Couldn't get her done.
Couldn't get her
done. Lost the final 1 year in San Antonio. Did you know that?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was there. The big boy.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was.
Who are the big boys?
For who?
Pacers.
Antonio Davis.
Davis. That yeah. two Davises, didn't
Dale
it?
Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Good job, Fee. Yeah.
Davis Will.
Davis Will. Davis Little Will. Guy, left hander.
Davis Will was our player of the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Antonio game.
Yep.
He Trusty Woods.
Trusty Woods, player of the game.
He's what a great kid he is.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man. Hustle.
Whew. Did you by any chance see Twitter, Austin Stocker bench for 300 pounds
yeah.
four times?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did you see that freaking bar bent?
He's a bruiser. We got some monsters in there. I love
it. Oh, my God.
You said Austin Stocker.
Yes.
Is that Andrew's brother?
Or my Andrew Stocker.
Okay, yeah. okay.
Andrew.
I did because I hadn't heard of another brother yeah. coming. I thought, oh, man.
No, Andrew.
Ooh, there's another one.
It shows him. I think Keese is spotting. I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah, it looked like it.
And this, Andrew.
Monster.
What a unbelievable. You know, it'd be interesting to see how this thing plays out with these young kids and how good they are.
Yeah, I think we may have some.
Well, I keep hearing scouts. Stories about, of course, Ross and Will Homan bench pressing 1.5 times their weight or whatever that
yeah.
is. And that's unreal. And you hear about Tyler Atchison and Stocker that are just...
They're beasts.
Unbelievable in that weight room.
First of all, I'm going to kill Ross if he keeps throwing that bat. Every time. If he strikes out, he fires a bat at
yeah.
Will. They both use the same bat.
Yeah.
He strikes out, he's so mad, he just fires it over. I said, you're going to kill Will one of these times.
You can at least break a hand.
Well, you can't give him another black eye. He can't see nothing.
No, he can't see nothing now.
That's a hell of a black eye.
It's a good
one. I guess I missed that. I didn't see that.
It's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That thing is...
He got clunked there.
He did.
What's really good about those guys lifting just tons of weight is they're not losing any quickness. And, God, are they just smart football players.
Yeah.
And they are
big,
man.
Big boys. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. But I think what'll be more interesting to see what plays out is this baseball season. Because, and you know what? It's kind of... I don't want to say that because I'm not down at all, but you can, I sense it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that because I really think that by the time this season is over, and I'm not saying we can win the MAC now because we're in trouble with losing to Parkway because that is a team that we cannot lose to.
Yeah, we didn't want to lose to them. Yeah. Now we got to beat somebody we ain't supposed to beat.
Right.
Which Thursday would be a good one.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a chance. I mean, we're going to get Versailles and the Coldwater next two games.
We're going to find out.
Versailles, St. Henry, Coldwater, those are ones that, you know, we need to win.
But also. Those,
but we had to beat Parkway to be in.
If you look at our football team,
mm-hmm.
we didn't win a MAC, but we won a state.
Right.
But the only bad thing is this year we got two teams in there, too. We got some good teams in there.
But the thing about that is that we got two pitchers.
That helps.
Yep.
And that makes a hell of a big difference.
So. Actually, a lot of guys have an ace, and
yeah.
if you only got one.
Yeah, and like last year, we had Jackson, who was obviously number one, but our number 2, 3, 4, and 5 were pretty good.
Yeah.
And this year we have 1 and 2 that are both really good, and 3, 4, and 5 aren't too bad.
We got some pretty good pitchers.
Cade has done some. He's come in and
he's
put out some
good.
Fires. Man, yeah.
I tell you what, another kid I really like is Reese Rogers.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He
I forgot
starting
about that.
Really,
there's a couple of those.
Me.
He came in and just shut down
the Crestview game
teams
was,
when we had
was
to have
his most impressive.
Shut
me,
down.
I thought.
Yeah,
we had to shut him down, and he just came in and did it.
Yeah,
and that is really good.
But we can't lose that game last night. Son
no,
of a gun.
That was a bad
we can't
one.
Lose that sucker. Dang yep. it. But you just got to pick
gotta
yourself
move on.
Up.
That's well, right.
Our,
dust off.
I thought our defense had been really good since we took the week off with the weather when nobody could play.
Yeah, we actually had a good week.
We had really good defense.
Had
and then last night, we just didn't do that very well. We had some, like Kyle completely lost one. I don't know, Sun or whatever it was, completely lost one. He wasn't within 30 feet of it looking up trying to find it.
No, he never seen it.
Never saw that ball. And had several other guys that the last several games, last four games before that, had done just extremely well in the field that just didn't. And we got to, you know, those kids know how to play the game. They just need to concentrate more and do that all will be there someday. And I
we'll
still keep thinking in my head when it gets that last week or right when the tournament starts, those mistakes are going to just disappear.
We got to get rid of them, yeah.
I think they'll disappear.
They'll get her dialed in.
Yep, I think that's exactly what will happen. Those kids will dial in that concentration, and it'll be there, and we will be tough to beat.
Hopefully we're tough out.
I hope you're right, but what happens is that you keep waiting for that, and then what happens is next thing you know, the season's went by, and you haven't turned it, so... Yeah, I hope so, Fee. I hope we can turn around. I think we will, too.
I think we can.
Yeah.
I absolutely know we can, and I'm also pretty sure we will.
Another big week for a kid was Will Homan.
Will Homan is playing at a high level.
Playing good baseball right now.
Yeah.
Yep. The South Adams games, I can't remember if it was the first or second game, the bottom of our
$6 order. $6 to get in that son of a buck.
Seen that?
What a joke!
Yeah, at South Adams, yeah,
and they didn't feed us.
No,
come on.
Oh, there what? Oh, they didn't do anything in between. Oh, jeez,
nope. Yeah. Had to go get their own food.
Hungry.
So,
coach at first was hungry.
The bottom of our order scored a bunch of runs, got a bunch of hits in those two games at South Adams. That we did that a bunch last year. We're in the bottom of our order. Actually, I think 4 out of 5 games just completely won the game by themselves. And we were seeing really nice flashes of that in the last few games. So, if we get that bottom of the order getting hits and getting on base and scoring and stealing and driving that...
Jackson had a big hit last night. We needed him to get a hit, too. That was big.
Yes.
Drove in a couple runs.
Because he'd been in kind of a funk for...
He had a little funk going there, didn't he?
For about 4 games. When everybody else started playing great, he wasn't.
He was pressing a little bit.
He wasn't hitting very well. But I don't know if that was a shoulder soreness from something or...
Could be a little bit.
Or I don't know if he was distracted or, I don't know what was going on there. But he wasn't awesome like he usually is. Because going into that Crestview game, we had the stats. He was batting... like 455, and his on-base percentage was 595.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
And he proceeded to not do much in the Crestview. The two South Adams games, I don't remember what he did at Ansonia, but he just didn't do well against Parkway. And then that one hit. But the nice thing is it's there because he's done it for 4 years. So it's going to be there again. So
every ball he misses just... He's an inch away from hitting it, squared, and he's not missing by much, so he's going to get it.
Yeah. Adam LaFever tweets out, "Thank you for all your service, Mr. Hobbs, Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Hobbs."
Yes, sir.
Nice, Adam LaFever. Adam's a good old boy.
Good boy.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Wish he was coming back for another year or two.
We probably ought to have them, our seniors, maybe. We'll get them on next week.
Yeah, baseball seniors.
Baseball seniors would be good.
Yep.
I like it. That'd be good after the Coldwater. And who else we got next week? Yeah, we got Coldwater Tuesday, so hopefully get
Coldwater Tuesday. Yeah.
Coldwater and Minster. Ooh, yeah. Two big ones.
We got Versailles, Coldwater, Minster all in a right.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Yes,
bring it on.
Yep, Versailles tomorrow night. Coldwater at home on Tuesday. Minster there on Thursday.
Corey Lupke will begin a minor league rehab assignment at Class AAA Indianapolis Thursday. ESPN has fired Kurt Schilling. Oops.
Well, I said, what'd he do?
Oh, he's an idiot.
He must have done something because he said he's done everything but beg him to fire him.
Yeah. He is a record. But, we're going to bug out of here early tonight. I know I got to
go
down to the mill, and Fee said, let's knock off early tonight. And
well, we're kind of out of stuff, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get enough calls.
No.
Well, we didn't, yeah. And let's see, there's something else I was thinking, but we've covered track, we've covered softball.
We pretty much got spring sports covered.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll get our track guys in here, too, talk a little bit about track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those guys, first of all, they're really good people, so we want to have them in.
We'll get them in.
Talk to them as much as we can.
So our next couple weeks, we'll have some kids on.
That's right.
That'd be good.
As the season wraps up and these guys senior
close year. To their tournaments. Yeah.
That might be a good idea. Let's load up with seniors the next few next weeks, few through, weeks. The, through the end of the season. And if we do
I like it.
A couple of them here, a couple of them there, or however that goes from various sports.
And then we'll start making our runs.
I like it. Sounds good.
I think it's a good idea.
Yes, sir.
Fee, thanks for showing up tonight, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
It was fun to do the Bubba and Fee show.
Bubba and Fee show is a blast. We're glad to everybody listening to us.
I'm tired, too. I might go and go to bed.
We're beat.
It's because you're old.
We're getting older as crap.
It is unbelievable. You're old.
We stayed up till 2, though.
We did stay up till 2 Sunday night.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Of course, we were gambling. That's the only way we stayed up.
We were gambling.
But apparently, you didn't win enough money to retire.
Couldn't retire, no.
Not quite that much.
No.
No,
a little short.
Parkway baseball team defeats South Adams 8-7.
Oh, jeez. Killing me. Digger, I got your hat, too, by the way, bud.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'll hook you up.
Got the hat.
We're in.
All right, folks.
Bubby?
Bubba and Fee.
We're signing out.
I want to thank you. I also want to say
thanks to
John Dirksen, the big offensive lineman from Marion Local, received a scholarship offer from Toledo today.
Oh, really?
So,
hey, just take care of that quarterback of ours.
That is Corey May's brother-in-law, I think, maybe, or nephew.
Yeah.
His wife's nephew.
Yeah, it might be. But, yeah, that's kind of cool. That'd be neat.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
That gave us all reason to head up that way to watch the game.
I got a gut feeling maybe he might get some bigger
ones. Might go a little bit bigger. He's a big boy.
He's a mountain.
He's a big boy.
He's a mountain.
Those Dirksen, well, number one, they're just awesome people.
And he's also only a sophomore.
Yeah. He's just a little bit smaller than the guy that sat in front of him.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Karen is one of the nicest people ever, and her brothers are just nice as can be, and I'm sure this kid is just a great person, too, besides being a mammoth guy and strong and a great football player.
He may get a big offer.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, we want to thank everybody for listening.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Next Wednesday night, we'll get some seniors up here.
Yep, we'll see you then.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Indians for Sales.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Reminder to order your specialty deli trays, large orders of cooked roast beef, barbecue pork, or hot deli chicken for your family's gatherings, including graduation parties that are just around the corner. We hope you have heard about our ad matching for the whole month of April. We have many loyal customers and new customers, too, that really appreciate this type of savings. Share with your friends and family about Wayne IGA's ad matching all of April. Please see store for further details, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your tickets now to win a beautiful 2016 Harley-Davidson Street Glide motorcycle. This beautiful, powerful, brand-new Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide worth over $21,000 will be given away on July 16th at the Winland Sports Club at the end of their poker run. The tickets are only $10 each. The proceeds will go to the Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville. The motorcycle was on display at Tin Man Sports Bar in Fort Recovery, and you can get your tickets there and also from any Wendling Sports Club member. Don't lose your chance to win this beautiful Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide for only $10. Get your tickets before Saturday, July 16th, to win this great American motorcycle at 10 Man's or from any Wendling Sports Club member. And, of course, you don't need to be present to win.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
It's 9:32.